about the news. I'm Wen Jie. Chinese authorities have said that the country always upholds the multilateral trading system and will resolutely safeguard its own legitimate rights and interests. The statement came after the EU said it has launched a legal challenge against China at the World Trade Organization over tech patents. The Chinese Commerce Ministry said that China strictly follows the WTO rules and its accession commitments, and continuously improves the legislation and enforcement of intellectual property protection. Russian President Vladimir Putin has urged Kiev to hold dialogue with representatives from Donbas to restore peace in Ukraine. Putin made the remarks during a briefing following talks with Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko in Moscow. The Russian leader also reaffirmed the importance of implementing the Minsk agreements to restore peace in Ukraine. Lukashenko said that Belarus and Russia will work together on protecting their borders amid heightened tensions and increased weapon flows to Ukraine. Officials say the number of fatalities due to floods and mudslides in the Brazilian town of Petrópolis has climbed to 130. The latest report from the local civil defense agency also said the number of people reported missing has almost doubled to over 200. The Court of Arbitration for Sport announces that Britain has been stripped of its team silver medal in the men's 4x100-meter relay at Tokyo 2020. This came after British sprinter Chijindu Yuja was confirmed to have violated anti-doping regulations. Thus, Canada and China will be upgraded to receive their silver and bronze medals, respectively. The Hungarian Olympic team has returned to Budapest after participating in the Beijing Winter Olympics. The team brought home three medals, including one gold medal by short track speed skater Xiaolong Liu. Roz Cullen reports.
Hungary participated in five events at the Olympics, from snowboarding to cross-country skiing, but it's in speed skating where their real strength lies, and they won one gold and two bronzes. They returned to Budapest on Friday with their gold winner looking back at the medal ceremony.
There was a lot of emotion. I tried to keep it inside me for a while, but at the end of the national anthem, I broke down and I started to cry a little.
The team celebrated with the public back here at an ice rink with footage of their races playing out on the big screens. Liu Xiaoang won the men's 500-meter short track speed skating, and the team took home bronze in the mixed 2,000-meter relay, with Liu Xiaoang also coming third in the men's 1,000 meters. But that was a dramatic race because he originally finished fourth. His elder brother, Liu Shaolin Shandor, won the race, taking home the gold medal, only to be disqualified, promoting the younger of the two Liu brothers into third place. The 2022 Winter Olympics have been Hungary's best ever. Last time round in Pyeongchang, the two brothers contributed to taking home Hungary's first ever winter gold in team speed skating, and this time round, they've lifted the national team to even greater success.
South Korea's daily COVID-19 cases have topped 100,000 for the first time. Officials are working on ways to ease the pressure on the hospitals. Franklin George Smith reports from Seoul.
They've only made sort of minor adjustments in terms of policies, and that has been easing. They've extended the curfew on cafes and restaurants from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. and just kept the number of people that can gather at these establishments at 6. They have increased home treatment, increased the number of beds, ICU beds that are available to 2,000. Also, the president of South Korea, Moon Jae-in, pressured the lawmakers at the National Assembly to pass a supplementary budget to help those, especially small businesses, that have been affected negatively by the COVID-19 pandemic and these restrictions on their businesses, looking for another $11 billion to support, again, those small businesses. And they've been out in the street demonstrating just a couple days ago. I saw about a dozen small business people shave their heads and deliver the hair to the presidential office in a large demonstration in March of several hundred, again, of these small businesses that have been affected negatively. So there is pressure on the government to do more.
That's the news. I'm Wen Jie.